Welcome to The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. The son of a preacher man, born in Venice, California. He's a four-sport letterman. He lettered in football, lettered in track, lettered in baseball, and lettered in basketball. He's a three-time Rose Bowl contender with two Rose Bowl wins. He was awarded the LA City 3A Co-Player of the Year Award for football. He went to the University of Washington football team on a full scholarship. He dominated their game, starting as a strong safety outside linebacker. He has won three Pac-10 titles, two Rose Bowls, and a national championship in 1991. He had an undefeated season and a national championship in 1991. He is the founder of Holy Fit 310, trainer to the California Hollywood Elite. And now, your host, Big Lou
Jones. Watford for the win!
Yes! Yes! Oh! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Can't believe it!
Hey, everybody, guess what? Guess who it is? Yeah, they brought me back for another week. Can you believe it? It is me, Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge here on 1290 KCSB, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. Things are hot. If you were paying attention, don't worry. I got you if you were not. Jumping right into the red zone recap, rehashing the scores from this past weekend and last Thursday. Opening up with the Rams from last Thursday. The Rams and the Seahawks got into it. Man, it was a good game, but the Rams went on ahead and pulled out the victory, 26-17 over the Seahawks. Jumping into Sunday, the Jets and the Falcons faced off. The Falcons actually flew away with the win. Get it? Pun was intended. Falcons got that win, 27-20. Packers and the Bengals face off. The game went to OT, and the Packers come away with the win, 25-22 over the Bengals. Bengals have been playing some good ball as of late. The Lions and the Vikings face off. Not a lot of action, but it was a good game nonetheless. The Vikings end up edging out the Lions, 19-17. Broncos and Steelers got after it. Steelers came away with the win, starting to look like the Steelers of old. Steelers got the win, 27-19 over your Broncos. Dolphins and Buccaneers. Tom Brady, the man who gets no older and keeps playing like he's 25. I'd draft him if I was a coach. Tom Brady went out there and made a statement game to rehash what happened the week prior. 45-17 over the Dolphins. Don't be surprised if Tom Brady plays until he's 50. Just want to put that out there. The Saints and the Washington team. The Saints went on ahead, came back, got some good work in against the Washington team to get the victory, 33-22 over the Washington team. The Eagles and the Panthers had a good contest, but the Eagles were able to fly their way to another victory. Eagles got the win there with Jalen Hurts, 21-18 over the Panthers. Titans and Jacksonville Jaguars had a good match, but Titans actually took the victory there, 37-19. Bill Belichick and my Patriots, if you guys know me or been listening, paying attention, you know I'm a huge Patriot fan due to Bill Belichick being the greatest defensive mastermind out there. They were able to hold it together against the Texans, 25-22 for Bill Belichick and those New England Patriots. Chicago Bears and the Raiders had a contest on yesterday as well, and I'm going to say it like this. I warned you. The Raiders are notorious. If you're a Raiders fan and you're looking at them preseason, do it. First half of the season, yes, but every time without fail, they'll let you down in the second half of the season. At least that's the way I've seen it, and they're starting that trend again. Raiders go down to the Bears 20-9. The Browns and the Chargers face off in a high-octane game. Justin Herbert, amazing. He's putting the ball everywhere that he needs to get those wins and victories. And the Chargers edge out the Browns 47-42. High-scoring game. I hope you took the over if you are a sports bettor. Giants and the Cowboys got into it again. Excuse me, high-scoring game. But the Cowboys and Dak Prescott is looking very, very good right now, 44-20. And I'm going to tell you right now, defense wins championships. And the Cowboys defense, they're looking absolutely amazing right now, smothering everybody that's out there. 49ers and the Cardinals get into it. And the Cardinals are definitely not playing around this year. They are still 5-0 after they knocked off the 49ers 17-10. The Bills and the Chiefs. What a game last night. Man, I hope you guys saw it. And Josh Allen, he himself is not messing around, and he wants the world to know who he is and the team that he is running with. The Buffalo Bills gave the business to the Chiefs yesterday, 38-20. Even though they had Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Tariq Hill, the Bills were able to go ahead and put out a good win yesterday on national TV for the Sunday night game, and which brings us to the game tonight. And we're not done with this week's NFL because we do have the Monday night game. So if you guys will be watching, the 1-3 Colts will be taking on the 3-1 Ravens with Lamar Jackson. It should be an exciting game to watch. But me, myself, I'm going to go ahead and jump out on a leap of faith and say that the Ravens are going to probably go ahead and pull this game out. That's the Red Zone recap for this week. And we're going to use that to parlay ourselves right into the rookie roundup. Just to keep you guys in tune to what's going on. Trevor Lawrence did lose to the Titans. For those of you who don't know, Trevor Lawrence is the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence did have a pretty decent day, though. He went 23 of 33 for 273 yards, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown. And he's done a good job cutting down on the turnovers with just one interception. Zach Wilson lost to the Falcons, but he actually went 19 of 32 for 192 yards, zero touchdowns, one interception. Trey Lance and the San Francisco 49ers lost to the Arizona Cardinals, but Trey Lance went 15 of 29 for 192 passing yards, 89 rushing yards, zero touchdowns, one interception. The Chicago Bears, with Justin Fields getting out on the field, again, gave the business to the Raiders, going 12 of 20 for 111 yards with one touchdown. Mac Jones, starting for the New England Patriots, got another win, beating out the Houston Texans, going 23 of 30 for 231 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. That is our rookie roundup for right now in terms of our offensive guys that are out there. And, you know, I want to just jump back on and say this real quick, guys. Yes, I'm not a Raider fan. And I don't mean to bang on the Raiders and bash on the Raiders like that. Some of my really good friends that I went through the maturation process with at the University of Washington, and I had the fortunate ability to play with, and I'll go ahead and drop their names, Lincoln Kennedy and Napoleon Kaufman, two of the best to play the game. Obviously, I love my guys, what we share together at the University of Washington. And for whatever reason, it's almost like the Raiders are cursed. Like going back to the Buffalo Bills, and I think, what was it, three Super Bowl appearances and couldn't close one of them out? Something like that, if I recall correctly. I believe I'm getting that right. But that's the Raiders. And they get you all excited, then they let you down. And I want you guys to understand that the season is – it was a 16-game season. If we add the four games of preseason going back into the days of old, that makes it a 20-game season. And the Raiders were notorious for giving you a lot to root about and be excited about. And then for whatever reason, if it was just guys were not committing to the plays, obviously attrition to injury, and that every team has to go through attrition of injury. Unfortunately for the Raiders, they seem to have more guys getting injured at the wrong time. So to no fault of their own, it just makes it a little bit tough for the Raider fans. But I will say this for Raider fans, they are a global fan base. They are one of the rowdiest, loudest, most committed fan bases. And, you know, there's something to be said for loyalty to your team, win, lose, or draw. Listen, everyone, we're going to take a quick break. Don't turn your dial, but what you can do is turn the volume up. I have a special guest coming on from the PGA Master Professional Senior Director Education and Talent Development. I'm not going to give you his name yet. You want to know who it is? Come back and find out that way. This is Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou on AM 1290 KZSB, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Real quick, before I get into my conversation and introduce my special guest, I just want to go ahead and get into this week's schedule for the NFL and get that done and out the way so we can get to the serious stuff. And with that being said, this Thursday, we have the Buccaneers taking on the Eagles, and the Bucs are minus -7. So I'm going to go ahead and give you all the spreads that are down here by ESPN for all of my my super football enthusiasts who like to go maybe to Vegas or, you know, anywhere else they can go and lay a bet, maybe with a bookie, this, that, and the other. I neither can confirm nor deny if there are bookies, but I do know that there is Vegas. With that being said, so going on to it, down into the Sunday games for next week, that'll be the 17th. The 1-4 Dolphins are taking on the 0-5 Jaguars. Somebody's still serving bagels out there. The Dolphins are minus -3.5. The Packers will be taking on the Bears. I look for this to be a good game because the Bears are starting to step it up with Justin Fields leading the helm. But the Packers are going to be giving up 4.5 points. The Bengals and the Lions will be facing off. The Bengals are 3-2. The Lions themselves are bagel and 5. So maybe the Bengals will have some cream cheese to help it go down a little easier. But the Bengals are minus -3.5. The Texans coming in at 1-4 will be taking on the Indianapolis Colts, who are 1-3. The Colts are giving up negative 10 points. Tough game there. I might take the points with the Texans, just saying. The Los Angeles Rams will be taking on the New York Giants. The Rams are 4-1, and they are giving up 10.5 points to the Giants, who are 1-4. There's a trap game somewhere out there. Be careful. And you got the Kansas City Chiefs that are taking on that team with no identity, so we'll just call them TWT. That's the Washington team. And the Chiefs, after last night, I'm assuming they're going to want to go out and take it out on somebody. Sorry, Washington. The Chiefs are 2-3. They're giving up 6.5. The Washington team is also 2-3. The Vikings themselves are 2-3. They'll be taking on the Panthers next week. The Panthers are 3-2 right now, and they are giving up 1 point in that game. And the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert and Mike Williams, those guys are playing completely out of their minds right now. They have a good contest to see where they really truly stand next week, taking on the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. The Chargers 4-1, the Ravens are 3-1, and the Ravens are actually giving up 3.5 points in that game. The Arizona Cardinals, man, Kyler Murray and his crew are doing it well. They are 5-0. They're going to be taking on the Cleveland Browns, who are 3-2. And the Browns are actually giving up 2.5 points in that game. That will be interesting. Trap game? I think so. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, again. The Raiders at 3-2 are taking on the Denver Broncos. Both of them are 3-2. The Broncos are actually giving up 3 points in that game. Me personally, as a sports bettor, I'm going to stay away from that game. And then we're going on to the Dallas Cowboys and their defense that's playing pretty doggone well right now, taking on a defensive mastermind in Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Cowboys are 4-1. Patriots are 2-3. And the Cowboys are actually giving up 4 points in that game. The Seattle Seahawks are 2-3, and they will be taking on those Pittsburgh Steelers. Both teams are 2-3, and the Steelers are actually giving up 4.5 points in that game. And that will be your Sunday night game next week, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure you tune in if you have nothing going on. As far as next Monday night, we have the Buffalo Bills taking on the Tennessee Titans and the Derrick Henry choo-choo train. Man, the more times that guy carries the ball, the more times he's giving out free rides. But the Buffalo Bills have Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and a whole host of other guys. The Bills are 4-1, and they're giving up 5 points in that game. That's our schedule for this week for the NFL. Guys, make sure you tune in and check it out. I'm excited to get past that part right now because my guest, ladies and gentlemen, is a master professional at what he does. Myself, obviously, you know, he's. Let me just go ahead and just give it to you. PGA Master Professional, Senior Director of Education and Talent Development for PGA of America. And during his tenure overseeing the PGA's education department, He led several significant enhancements and new program additions to the association's educational services, including professional golf management curriculum, certified professional programs, and golf player development and education. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please put your hands together or honk your horns if you're driving down the street, Dawes Marlott, our guest here from the PGA. Dawes, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. How is everything going with you, my friend?
Things are good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, I want to jump into this. And first, let me ask you this. You know, with everything that's been happening in the world in terms of sports, Little League, middle of the road, college and beyond, in terms of inclusion, please help me understand. Now, I'm not a golfer by any means, although I will say this. I have played par three courses. I've been to the driving range and had great conversations. And I have lost my attitude completely at a miniature golf site and have thrown my clubs away. So I'm not going to play like I'm a golfer, but I do respect the work of golfers. It's a very detailed game, requires a large amount of mental focus. Will there ever be an opportunity, or will there ever come a time that we will have women join or compete against men on the golf course? And before you respond, let me say, I understand that there is, I want to say, between the difference between the tee boxes, it's about 30, 40 feet. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the numbers are still the same. Like, it's still a par 72. If it's, you know, men or women, it's still a par 72, correct?
It varies, but essentially that's correct.
Okay. So let me ask, would there ever be a time that we'll get to see women and men play against one another on a golf course?
Well, we have exhibition matches where that takes place today. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, we can only hope that there would be a period in time in the future where women would compete with men. It's just given the physical stature of many of the men and as far as they're hitting it these days, it becomes something that isn't quite equitable. But as I mentioned, you know, what we really want to do is get the ladies tour to be successful enough to draw the right amount of endorsements and advertisement where the compensation goes way up and you know, they get rewarded as well as the men do. And when that happens, everybody's winning. Well, let me tell you what women are far superior at than men. They control the household spend. And so if we get more women in than us guys, you know, if they allow us to, we can play more and spend more on goods and services and everybody wins. That rising tide phenomenon. We just got to get more women in the game for sure.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's what makes me so lucky to have you on the show right now to get, you know, to make people become more aware. So listen, everyone that's listening out there, right? Dawes Marlott is in charge of the PGA's education and employment departments, both vital to the delivery and important programs and services to PGA professionals and the golf industry. He works closely with 12 PGA employment consultants who are regionally based throughout the country to assist PGA professionals and employers in filling key positions at both the green grass and administrative level. Dawes oversees the education of 28,000 men and women golf professionals and apprentices across the country. That, I mean, I'm just curious, what's your day like having to deal with that many people, that many different personalities, that many different character traits? How are you able to construct and design all the proper programs to fit everyone's needs, learning curves, abilities, this, that, and the other? Like, share that with us.
Yeah, well, I learned a long time ago not to apologize for the great jobs that we all have. It's certainly rewarding to provide opportunities so that people can be the best versions of themselves. In my case, there's, as you mentioned, there's 28,000 PGA professionals across the country. They differ from the PGA Tour because the people that I support are trying to grow the game from a grassroots level, from a small business up to a very large corporate type business. The PGA Tour players we see on TV on Saturdays and Sundays, you know, they're a different level. So yeah, it's a multi-generational audience. We've got them in their 20s all the way up to their 60s coming through. And how do we make sure that we give them the right resources so they can expand their capability and capacity? It's always a trick. So the easiest way we know how to do it is what we're all doing right here, just talk to them And we hope that we can continue to make that happen and not everything turns completely social and technological.
You know, I tell you, I joke a lot about the whole the advance of technology these days and how fast it changes and whatnot. And I was joking with some friends. I'm like, look, I am the least technical savvy individual probably in the world. I still have a MySpace account and don't even know how to log into it. So, hey, everyone, real quick, Dawson, I know you touched on it, but I just want to just put it out there one more time. Could you please, because I know some people just might not understand the difference between the two, but could you clarify the difference between the PGA Tour and the PGA of America? What's the significant difference between the two?
Well, the PGA of America is an association with the mission to try to drive the participation, to promote both the participation and the growth of the game. The PGA Tour, these are individuals who play the game every single day as a job. So the tour has, you know, they're playing every day, and the PGA professionals within the PGA of America, they're running the businesses and promoting the game and trying to grow the game.
That's amazing. Now, real quick, I don't want to table it. I just want to put it to the side for a second.
Sure.
Are you a fan of football?
Of course.
How big a fan are you? And I ask because I know we have a break coming up here soon, and I want to, well, let's just put it out there. I want to test your football knowledge and see just how much you may or may not know. But it'll be fun.
I'm okay with that.
He's up for that? Awesome. Listen, everybody, we're going to take a big break, or not a big break, but we're going to take a quick break right here. You are listening to The Sports Lounge with Big Lou and my guest, Dawes Marlott of the PGA. We'll be right back. Don't change the dial. Just turn the volume up. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. So, quick question to everyone that's out there listening, following, watching, streaming. Obviously, you didn't turn the dial, right? You just turned the volume up. Good for you. Things are about to get hot right now. Real quick, just want to send this next shout out to our sponsors. Team for Teens' mission is to build a peer-to-peer mental health platform online for and by teens and young adults where those who are suffering may find encouragement, education, and the self-motivation to choose recovery. Teens for Teens' vision is to be the platform to help make mental and emotional well-being a strategic health education goal embraced and supported across American school systems K-12. TeamForTeensHelp.org. A special thanks to Frederick Schullen for his generous donation to get the Sports Lounge on the air. Frederick, once again, thank you, bud. We do appreciate you here at AM 1290 KZSB. Getting back with our special guest, PGA Master Professional Senior Director of Education and Talent Development, Dawes Marlott. And Dawes, real quick, guys, right before break, you guys heard me ask Dawes if he was a big football fan, how much, and he's really into the game. So I like it. So those of you who listened last week, I'm curious. I have to ask Dawes the same question. And if you like the question, you want to call in, don't hesitate. call into the station and we can lounge about it. See that? Sports lounge, we can lounge about it. There you go. So, Dawes, here you go for you. I asked this question to close the show last week. I'm going to ask it right now midway, and then we're going to get back to talk some fun golf. You have $50,000. You have to bet it all. Who do you take in a 100-yard dash and in their prime? This part is key, in their prime. Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? Go.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. God bless your heart. You know, it's so funny. The key to that question for me is in their prime. And everyone that I ask that question to, they all lean towards Peyton Manning, but then they start to think a little bit more in depth, and then they want to try to flip back and forth. And that's the premise of the question, is just to see how people would really respond. I mean, is there a wrong answer? I don't think so. Is there a right answer? That's debatable too. But it's a fun question to ask, and I like the fact that you chose Tom Brady. So that is awesome. Thanks for playing that one with us. Now, I want to jump back into your neck of the woods in terms of golf. I don't play it. I've alluded to that already. Golf and swimming, they're the same for me. I don't do it. I literally drown in both. So I'm curious to you, what, in your opinion, historically, has been the most difficult course for our professional golfers to attack?
From a scoring average perspective, it's the golf course in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, PGA National Resort and Spa. It has the highest scoring average year over year over year. It's just from a pure golf standpoint.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of wind. I used to live right there on that golf course. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of crazy environmental stuff going on. So it just makes it tough for those gentlemen to play in that golf course. But, you know, there's tough golf courses all over the place, all over the world, really.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, you have, you know, in what you do with the PGA, you have been around. You've played on a lot of courses, I'm assuming, which is a fair guess. For yourself personally, what's your favorite course to play? And then what's your most difficult course to play?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Let me, as I thought briefly about your last question, some of it has to do with what event is being held to. A U.S. Open is going to be way more complex than another tournament, just because of the way they set the golf course up, the depth of the rough and the speed of the greens and so on. My favorite golf course is a golf course that's wide open. Just pick one. You know, I don't play as much golf anymore as I used to, so I like them wide open.
Can I ask?
You asked about a golf course was what?
Well, I will say, Dawes. Well, hold up, but before we move to that, what do you mean when you say wide open? Because I'm not golf savvy at all. I know what a club is. I know what a sand wedge is. I know what a wood is. But my irons are, it's debatable. So, what do you mean when you say wide open,
Lou? What I'm talking about is a golf course where you and I could tee it up and hit it anywhere we want to, and it's not going to find a tree.
Well, I can promise you with this, Dawes.
Hit it again.
I tell you this, Dawes. If you and I tee up a golf ball, I'm definitely going to hit it somewhere. Now, where it goes, that's a whole nother conversation, buddy. Let me tell you. Absolutely. Okay. So, real quick, we gotta take another quick break, but I want to get this last question out there, T, and this will give you some time to think about it. Everybody, please, I want your two cents as well. Again, don't be afraid. Email, call in. I need to know. So I just as some extra work, and during this whole pandemic thing, I was doing a little security bar back work at a bar. Obviously, it's a sports bar, and it's a bar where there's a lot of guys who work at golf courses. Okay, some of them work at the Riviera, some of the other local courses around, but they're very big on golf, and they take it very, very seriously. And then this one day, there's a couple other guys that's sitting at the bar. One guy was a golfer, the other one was not, but they were having a conversation about golf and sports in general. And it came out, one of the guys goes, you know, is golf a hobby or is it a sport? And, you know, me being behind the bar back, and I could hear the grumblings from all the other guys who work at these golf courses. And, man, it was about to get very serious in this bar. So let me ask you, being a golfer, a fan of football, understanding the little nuances of sports in general, How would you classify it? I don't know myself. I would like to call it a sport, but again, you know, a lot of people play sports that are hobbies. A lot of people have hobbies that are sport. So you being the professional with your experience, expertise, what you do in an educational aspect of it, clear it up for us all right now. Clear the debate. Is golf a hobby or a sport? Matter of fact, hold that thought. We got to take a break, guys. Don't turn the dial. Just turn the volume up, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have had this debate and they want an answer too. Who better to get it from than the PGA Master Professional, Dawes Marlott? We'll be right back, guys. Hey guys, thank you. Welcome back. I'm so excited you guys stayed around to hear the rest of the show. It's Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio Station. I am here speaking with my special guest, PGA Master Professional, Senior Director of Education, Talent Development, Dawes Marlott. And right before we cut to break, I had asked Dawes, well, I was telling Dawes about a situation that happened with me when I was working at this sports bar in terms of these gentlemen having a conversation, and it progressed into whether golf was a hobby or a sport.
Oh, by the way, so, Lou, we have a caller on the line.
Oh, well, let's go ahead and get to that caller real quick. Hey, caller, what's happening? What's on your mind? What's on your mind? Let's lounge about it.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you? You're on the phone with Big Lou and Dawes Marlott of the PGA. What's your question?
Fantastic. First of all, I'd just like to say that if I had $50,000 to bet on Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, I would double that down to watch Justin Herbert smoke both of those guys.
So I'm assuming you must be a Charger fan. Nothing wrong with
that. I'm a Charger fan and a Duck through and through.
Oh,
no offense, Lou.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. There goes those web feet again, pattering around the town. Goodness gracious.
Here's my question for Dawes, though. Dawes, I work at a country club, and during the COVID pandemic, the last, 18 months or so, we've had an influx of membership that is really unmatched in the last 20 years. And, with all of the decline, if you will, in the last 20 years of golf memberships at clubs, I wanted to know if you've seen that nationwide. Is that something that's normal, or is this something that, in the last year has been really specific based on the different things that are going on in the country?
Yeah, no, it's a great comment, great question. It was absolutely an unintended consequence of a horrible virus. We refer to it in our industry as the COVID bubble. We had so many people come into the game of golf. We really had a difficult time managing all the capacity. So it's been both exciting and a challenge at the same time. Moving forward, what we're trying to do strategically is figure out how do we keep all those people who came into the game playing and spending money and having a good time. So it is not something unique to your area. It was pervasive across the entire country.
Excellent. That's what I kind of figured just from the other people that I've spoken to. And, you know, our teaching pro at our club, we do the Op 36 and whatnot. And, you know, 2 years ago, you know, it was, 10 or 15 or maybe 20 people signing up. And now we're upwards of 40 to 60 people every week out taking lessons. So it's something that, you know, while it was terrible for a lot of industries in America, it seems like the golf industry really actually profited from this.
Yeah, we were certainly positioned at a, you know, as a strength during a very difficult time for sure. And as I mentioned, we're just trying to do everything we can to keep those people that are playing the game playing. I mean, we've got 25 million plus people who play it every single year, spending unbelievable amounts of money. $76 billion is how big the golf industry is. So it's we're very fortunate, very blessed from that perspective to have everybody's interest in this game. And the sport, Lou, the sport and the game of golf, not a hobby.
I love it. I love it. Now, listen, I want you guys to understand something about Dawes, okay? Aside from his skills, you know, obviously with the PGA and being an educator, a mentor, a teacher, he also competes in Ironman. So I want to tell you right now, I'm not going to do anything to upset anyone that competes in Ironman, especially one who has a set of golf clubs very close by.
And knows how to use them.
Absolutely. And I just want to put this out there. Dawes, it looks like if I'm reading this correctly, he finished in 20th place out of 74, 172nd place out of 531 in terms of by gender. And then 206th place out of 679 competitors overall. Not sure where you find time, Dawes, to train for Ironman and then go compete and then perform very well. I'm assuming somebody must have upset you, and this was your constructive way of taking it out. I just want you guys to all understand and be made aware of, Dawes' primary focus is to provide an environment where educational opportunities can be distributed to our professionals that will elevate not only their performance, but showcase value to their facilities and promote their careers. I mean, anything that we all can do or that we do for an extended period of time obviously shows our dedication and commitment to the excellence that's required in said field, no matter what field that is, whether it's golf, football, baseball, basketball, in the medical field, in law enforcement. And this is why we need to take time and humble ourselves and try to learn from others around us. I mean, the minute you know everything is the minute that you stop learning. And you don't get to a person's level like Dawes by shutting down the opportunity to learn something from someone. So I am very excited and happy and fortunate and count my blessing that I was lucky to get someone of your background, skill set, and still fighting a good fight and pushing forward and making great things happen. Obviously, the world had something in retrospect of a curveball thrown at us in terms of this whole pandemic thing. It was completely unparalleled. Nobody was prepared for it. Nobody saw it coming. And then there was people like yourself that just kind of literally rolled with the punches, found another way to make things happen, and then made it happen. Dawes, I really, really thank you so much for taking your time today to sit here and hang out in the lounge with us and talk shop. And I'm just curious, who is your football team and who are you rooting for this year in the NFL?
The Seattle Seahawks, and they had a tough blow in their last game with their quarterback. So we'll see how that plays out.
The finger.
Yeah.
The finger. Yeah, you know, I tell you, I'm with you. I'm with you, Dawes. You know, I'm a University of Washington football alum. I lived in Seattle for 10 years. And great program. I'm a huge fan of Russell Wilson. I also play fantasy football, and I have DK Metcalf on my team. So let's get that figured out quick, Seattle.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to let me say DK Metcalf over Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, but you didn't.
Well, I tell you, Dawes, it's my belief that
Tom Brady might just give DK Metcalf a run for his money. I'm not going to say in what form, but, you know, there would definitely be a good challenge there. You know, Dawes, again, anything that you have to tell me in terms of somebody who's not very versed in the game of golf, what would be the main thing that you would want to get across to me in someone who is completely raw and unskilled at the game of golf? Great balance and coordination, but in terms of the finesse of the game of golf, I think that's where I'm lacking. So what would be your breakdown for someone like myself, kind of bulky in the shoulders, a little tight, if you will, which could probably hinder me being able to draw back and drive the ball way down the field? Like, what would be your advice or help to someone like myself?
Yeah, well, first I would say that, you know, looking at the game of golf, it's a game for everybody. How does Phil Mickelson at 50 win a PGA championship? Certainly at his level, he kept himself in good shape and figure out how to adapt. In your particular case, I'm sure there's a local PGA professional nearby that could help you sort it out, but golf is easy to learn how to play the basics. It's just once you learn the basics, it gets a little frustrating beyond that, Lou. So we can get you teeing it up. You play the golf course that I do with no trees, we'll have a great time.
Hey, and everyone, that's Dawes Marlotte, the PGA Master Professional Senior Director of Education and Talent Development for PGA of America. Dawes, thank you for taking time with us today in the lounge. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to taking you up on that offer and us getting out on the course with no trees and whacking away, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, my pleasure. Real quick, guys, just want to jump over to my sponsors. Buying a new house, then you absolutely have to call Alice Kennington and Malin Dolan at the agency. You can reach Alice and Malin, 310-804-5229. This is the Sports Lounge with Big Lou, your host. I'm out of here.
Lou has been a personal trainer for over 20 years, helping people, kids, young athletes, and adults achieve their fitness goals and exceed them. It's his goal, his passion. You can find Big Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310 and at TSL Big Lou. Big Lou's handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Book your training session with Big Lou at HolyFit310.com or to book your appointment with Big Lou, call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339. Check out his fitness videos and interviews on YouTube at HolyFit310 and at TSL Big Lou. To listen to the podcast with Big Lou's Sports Lounge original music soundtracks, search with your smart speaker of choice and say, "Play the Sports Lounge with Big Lou."
Trying to lose
latest
a little
episode,
weight, man,
the Sports Lounge
game
with Big Lou, is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google, Radio Nation, Burberry, and Spreaker. Please subscribe, everyone. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is brought to you by Evolve Entertainment and Holy Fit 310. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is executive produced by Lewis Jones and Jeremiah Higgins. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou, master sound engineer, Dr. D, a.k.a. Richard Dugan. A big thanks to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us play around with his radio station toys and his radio waves. Thanks, Les. We promise we won't break them. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Be good. And be sure to go to TSLBigLou.com.